Now it's time for the
2 Up
on the Upswing.
On my morning review of all my digital media news, TikTok has its target locked on you. This is from a site called DigiDay. We are now, what, 5 weeks and 6 days out from the presidential election? And if you or your kids or your grandkids are locked into TikTok, look out. Even more and more targeted advertising is coming your way. As of yesterday, the short-form video giant has rolled out its search ads campaign tool, giving advertisers even more ability to target ads based upon what users are actively searching for. The goal is to turn those searches, of course, into more ad dollars by matching ads with user intent and then cashing in on exactly what users want. This is all according to DigiDay. Up until now, TikTok, its approach to advertising has been, you know, pretty unique in the ad world. Marketers couldn't specifically pick keywords, but the platform's algorithm would match and kind of play matchmaker and pair the relevant ads with individual searches based upon what the users were seeing and interacting with. So this takes it to a whole new level. On top of that, now advertisers will be able to target both traffic and web conversions, meaning even more fine-tuning in the digital ad world is coming our way. Next up, a sad closure on North Avenue. Just outside Wauwatosa in the city of Milwaukee, the North Avenue Market at 59th and North Avenue in Milwaukee. It opened in 2022. It is closed. The building will soon be listed for either lease or sale. Did a little research this morning. The building was built in 1949 and has a 2023 assessed value of $497,700. The owner of the North Avenue Market posted on Facebook yesterday, "Dear community, after trying numerous ways to enrich our community through a variety of shared experiences here at the North Avenue Market, without the ability for the space to be self-sustaining, we have made the extremely difficult decision to close our facility effective today." That is September 24th, yesterday. By the end of the day, the owner continued, "At the end of the day, their monthly expenses continued to far exceed their monthly revenue, leading to a model that was unable to be sustainable." We'll keep our eye on the next steps of that building. For sure, that food hall business is challenging. You got to have the tenants to rent the space. You got to be creative in terms of kind of building the business. And especially right now, you know, the restaurant business, it's a tough one. We wish the owner all the best moving forward. And I'm sure, like most restaurant spaces, it will find a new owner and turn over. That's the beautiful thing about change.